Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State. It's my privilege to be here today to make some comments on your festival participation. You're starting with the Holst. That's a great, great piece. Good, I like the way you're phrasing that little crescendo on the 9/8. Yeah, good. Yeah. Pretty consistent, but a little crescendo on it, I like it. Don't slow down on the 9/8 though. I think it's going to be a little bit bolder before, too, on the 9/8, almost like maybe a little bit of an accent on each of the dotted quarters. Got to start a little bit softer, almost subito piano, maybe at the measure 44, so you have a little bit more room to grow. Yeah, very nice diminuendo. Little crescendo on the measure 66 going up and back into the melody. Okay, and again, you gotta start somewhere to go somewhere, so come back down just a little bit on the when you see the crescendo, rather than starting to get loud right away, give yourself a little bit more room to negotiate that. Okay, I like the style change here. But keep the quarters fairly short and keep us moving. Almost accented on the half notes. Great, great dynamic changes. At six, bring out the duplets a little bit more, a little bit more of a marcato feeling. Bum, ba, ba, be, ba, ba. Bum, bum, bum. Maybe a little crescendo on each of those as you did earlier. And two, you see, is being rushed just a little bit. So think duple ahead, as if you're playing in 2/4, starting at 8. Need a little bit more of the viola solo melodic line going into 170. And I put a big crescendo in 183 going into 184, the return of the melody. I'd back away a little bit on the eighth notes back in 170, just to give yourself a little a nicer crescendo all the way through there. Good, very nice. Bravo. Really, really good job for junior highs. I've heard we've had two high school groups play this, and you did really very, very well. So you're getting good teaching, good instruction. My big concern would be not with your block dynamics, because you had really good block dynamics, but some of your transitional dynamics, crescendos, diminuendos, getting louder or getting softer, pay a little bit more attention to. And sometimes in this, the music may dictate a different marking than what the composer's given or hasn't given you. For instance, I'm thinking about measure 170, where it's leading all the way up to 184 with the return of the theme. Deep, To me, that needs to be bold in the lower voices, but a little bit softer in the upper voices. Okay, like you're in a giant vat of glue. Nothing hurried. Pull back. A little bit more bass on the crescendo. Take your time here, pull back just a little bit. Okay, this is what we call kaleidoscoping dynamics in measure 8, where some of you are coming down and some of you are going up. So we need to clarify that just a little bit. I wouldn't let this go too fast. There's some other places in this piece that I think we can move ahead. This, I'd keep it still a little bit on the slow. Viola. Again, this is building again, musically building. Good, nice job with the eighth notes. Okay, I think everyone needs to come up and needs to get just a little bit more white hot going into 24 dynamically. Good solid intonation, good voice leading. 3 and 4 and each statement a little bit louder. You're coming up, you're coming up. So far I haven't heard any crescendo for 2 measures. You're setting up this diminuendo here. Yeah, so you got to pull a little bit more energy. It need to at least be up to mezzo forte, if not maybe forte, by measure 34, so you can come back to mezzo piano at 15. Sort of like a redevelopment, restatement. Seconds out of the eighth notes. So this almost goes to beat a piano and then up right away. Okay, for my taste, 50 needs to be just a little bit more marcato. Take your time with the 16th viola. Up. Again, you gotta come all the way up to forte again. Like just a little bit more on the quarters. Need a little bit more cello and bass on the low A. Go going into 64. So we have the quarter eighth note relationship we had earlier. Just whisper this. Yeah, I would take a little bit more time on the last two eighth notes. And then let the audience relax on the last note. Good. You know, this is the first time I've heard the string setting to this. I actually like it better than the band setting. I think this works really well. Okay, Mark Morris. Yeah, we bring out the eighth notes. A little more accent at B. Dom, bomb. All the cadences in this. So that would, they usually used a little closing formula. Yum, bum, bomb is usually it for this piece. Nice job bringing out the lyric line. Back away a little bit softer. Building, building. Crescendo molto. Da-dee, da-dee, da-dee. Yeah, I need a little more of the syncopation. Really lay into H. Really have a air. Bomb, bomb. But up again. Heavy. Good, nice. First, can play a little bit more top violin. Up. Careful not to rush the quarters. Yum, bum, bum. Back up again. Good job in the viol. Don't let the slurred eighth notes push ahead too much. Good. Get off the downbeat. Measure 153. It's the end of a cadence, and the next is a new phrase. Thank you. Yeah, very nice. Lots of good personality in here. I'm going to be doing your clinic. So rather than talking, I want to write a few things down. And I'll be back with you in the clinic room. Very nice job. Meticulously prepared. The group plays as well as most high school orchestras. So you're really doing a fine job. What I'm going to work on is just maybe expanding a little bit of what you've already done. Just a little bit more, taking a little bit more liberty here and there, and maybe some ideas with dynamics. Okay, good job. Excellent, excellent work. Bravo.